You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.
Hi, this is Brad Jefferson. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Animoto. Animoto is a site that allows you to combine your photographs or images and music to create cool MTV-style videos.
Wicked. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on Media Snackers, Brad, and I love Animoto. We've been discussing before, I know how much I like it. So let's get into the idea behind Animoto. Like, how did it come to fruition?
Sure. There was really two things going on. The first thing was our CTO, Stevie Clifton, he was working at ABC television in the documentary group, and his responsibility was to create the motion design that would go into these long-form documentaries, so really kind of the design elements that are similar to Animoto today. And he got to a point where he was slightly bored, and with his computer science background, he said, you know, I think there's a way that I could automate a lot of my job here. And so he started thinking about how he could automate about 80% of what he was doing. And the four co-founders, he's one of them, I'm one of them, we've got one, Jason, and then Stevie's brother, Tom. We sort of heard about this and we said, well, that's great for you and all, but if we could give this functionality and capability to the masses through the internet, that would be a really cool idea. So that was part of it. And then the other part was just that the state of slideshows online just seemed so archaic to us and so antiquated. And so Stevie, Jason, and Tom, they all come from the film, music, and television industry, working for companies like MTV and VH1. And so really what they wanted to do was just re-energize this idea of slideshows. So those two things coming together, the intersection of them, was Animoto.
What a great story. And tell us a little, if you can, about how many members and how many times it's been viewed and how many Animotos have been created as well.
Sure. We aren't disclosing a number of registered users quite yet. That information will be coming in the future. But what I can say is that when people create these things, they absolutely love to share them in all kinds of different ways. So the statistic that I will mention is that Animoto videos have been viewed tens of millions of times. So, you know, you can kind of backwards deduce how many actual videos have been created and how many registered users created those videos. But so we've been really happy with that statistic. And the other thing is that we allow people to share them in lots of different ways. So you can embed them on sites like Facebook or MySpace, or you can send it via email through our own, through Animoto.com. And now a feature that we released in December is that you can actually download these things in MPEG-4 format with H.264 compression, which means that once you download them onto your PC or Mac, you can then upload them to YouTube, or you can put it on your iPhone or iTouch or mobile device. Mm. So we're happy that we're able to allow people to transport them anyway in the way they wish.
And we got to have a caveat there, because people have to pay for that little bit of functionality right there.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that, DK. So to create a 30-second Animoto video is free, and that typically is about 10 to 15 of your photographs. If you want to create a longer Animoto video, so one that's over 30 seconds, it's $3 per video, and that's US, $3 US, or $30 US for a year membership to create as many extended-length Animoto videos as you want.
Cool. Thank you for that. Just to explain that, just in case some listeners weren't aware of the opportunities there. Now, tell us, if you will, a couple of stories then, because you're obviously on the ground running. I've seen Animoto popping up in really weird but wonderful places. We use it in our training. But tell us, from your perspective, some of the stories that you've heard in terms of how people are using your stuff.
Yeah, it was interesting. So when we came out with this idea, you know, it was really sort of, Turn your pictures and music into an MTV-style video. And so, as you'd probably deduce, is we really heavily focused on the MySpace bands, because really MySpace was created around these bands, because the bands are the ones that have all the friends, or at least traditionally have had all the friends and connections and such. So we figured that if we could target those guys well, that the idea was that the entire MySpace population would know about Animoto pretty darn quickly. And we've had some success with that. The reason that we thought it was perfect for bands is just because just for your listeners, the whole idea of Animoto is it's really, really quick. So you could spend To create something like Animoto by yourself, you could use a program like iMovie that comes with the Mac or Windows Movie Maker that comes with the PC. But the reality is you can't get to the sophistication of motion design with those applications. And plus, it's going to take you hours upon hours. So the idea for the bands was that they could go on tour, do a concert or something, have one of their roadies take some photographs there, and that night come home and create an Animoto video from a song that was played that night and have a little recapture of part of that show, you know, just a few minutes after the concert, and so that their fans could really stay current on what was going on. Another example of that, and this gets to your question a little bit more, is we've noticed that some of the presidential campaign candidates here in the United States have been using Animoto in a similar way on the campaign trail. So one of the candidates, and we don't necessarily endorse any of these guys, but John McCain, if you go to his MySpace page, myspace.com/John McCain, he's got an Animoto video, and his campaign staff has been updating that over time. And so as he goes along the campaign trail, they've been updating that Animoto video, so it's always kind of current as to what he's doing at that time. So those are two kind of really fun, highly publicized uses. But of course, we see the majority of use just regular users like you and me. We see a lot of people create Animoto videos to capture families, family events. Could be as simple as just a day at the beach or a day at the ski hill. We see a lot of Animoto videos created for family reunion type events or anniversaries. And the neat thing about Animoto is it really can help emphasize any sort of event. It could be as usual or unusual as you want it to be. DK, you and I were talking before this call. We've got one user who has been creating Animoto videos of his son who has cancer, and he wrote us this really nice email about the fact that the photos can be depressing of the state that his kid is in, and so he's had a struggle to share the photos with families and friends, even though they want constant updates. And so he stumbled upon Animoto, and now he feels really proud to create these videos just because there's an energy with Animoto that makes the video much more vibrant, and his son really likes the Animoto videos as well too. And then other examples are everything from skateboarding videos. We see a lot of videos about pets, cats, dogs, parrots, all those pet lovers. And I could go on and on.
Well, the Eli battle, I think, is the one you're talking about there with the son.
Exactly.
With cancer. And it's an amazing, you know, I nearly had me in tears. And it's just a great story to hear how Animoto is being used. And you talked about, beginning there, about the sophistication of all this and how it's being really essentially democratized. And I would love to ask you, or get your take on other web platforms, not just you guys, but there are lots of other platforms out there like Google Docs, etc., so on and so forth, who are really democratizing media practice. You don't have to buy any proprietary software to do all this stuff now. You just need access. What's your take on kind of this new movement then in democratizing media practices?
I think it's great. I mean, I think it's wonderful. I think it's, to be able to give this kind of technology and sophistication to anyone in the world that this guy has a computer is just really cool. What we're trying to do is, through Animoto, is really emphasize the storytelling. So whereas Animoto really takes care of all of the editing and production and kind of tries to mimic what a real Hollywood producer or TV editor would do, it's really the user's photographs, and they sequence the photographs to sort of tell a story. And then Animoto takes care of the rest. And so I think the thing that's neat is that Animoto is going to give you something really cool really quickly, and hopefully it's going to motivate a new generation of people that want to understand how this is all done a lot more and get into some of the motion design stuff, which is the roots of our team. I mean, that's really our passion, is motion design and then trying to incorporate some artificial intelligence into it.
One last question then, Brad, which is basically your future plans. What is Animoto, apart from taking over Google, which you write about often, what are your future plans, guys?
We're just really passionate about this idea that we call cinematic artificial intelligence and allowing people to just throw disparate media at us and for our engine to put it all together in an interesting format and give it back to people. So there's tons of different manifestations of what this could look like. From a mechanics perspective, obviously we'll want to get into video at some point. So currently we only allow people to upload still JPEGs and MP3 files. But in the future, we'd obviously like people to be able to also upload movie files. So that's from the mechanics perspective. From the distribution perspective, we just want these things to be available on any device or any computer, just anywhere you would ever want to consume this information, these animated videos. We want to put those in those places. Right now, our site is only intended for non-commercial use. So there's really lots of opportunities to get into the commercial side, and I can't talk about specifics there, but we're really excited about what that has to offer. And then, of course, the thing that we haven't even tapped yet is the social networks. So we allow people to embed animated videos into sites like MySpace and Facebook and Bebo, but we don't allow them to actually create animated videos through those sites as an application on those platforms. So we'll get into that as well. But we think that there's just a really large the thing that's neat about it is the essence of Animoto is storytelling. And whether it's introducing a concept in a classroom or sharing a recap of a trade show or introducing a product or whatever, introducing a restaurant, we think that storytelling is just, it's innate in all human beings around the globe. And so if we can help emphasize that storytelling process through media, I think the sky's the limit for us.
Good. Well, I just want to thank you for giving up your time, Brad, speaking to Media Snackers.
Sure. Thanks, DK.
You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.